Welcome to Exhale and Rising. You are seen, you are heard, and here you belong. If you have been exiled from your own land, your country, welcome. If you are stateless, a refugee, undocumented, or waiting to be deported, welcome. If you are indigenous to a land that was stolen from you, welcome. If you are a survivor of war, genocide, and forced displacement, welcome. If you have faced the genocide of your dignity and identity because of your ethnicity, race, religion, the language you speak, the accent you carry, or your inherent value and beliefs, welcome. If you have been exiled from your own home, from your own community, your family, and if you never had a place at the dinner table, welcome. If you're an immigrant who arrived in a foreign country with just one bag and a few dollars, or if you made millions and still feel unworthy to take up a space, welcome. If you have been exiled from a communist country or still live in one, welcome. If you know what it means to live under surveillance, censorship, in a culture of obedience, welcome. If you have worked and labored in silence, exploited, underpaid, and stripped of your rights while fearing retaliation or deportation, welcome. If you were born into exile, if you carry the trauma of a homeland you never knew, and if you witness your father and your mother being silenced, being submitted, and being invisible, only to survive, welcome. I am Anna Mile, host of Exile and Rising. I survived three wars, statelessness, multiple displacements. Today, I work as a somatic therapist specializing in PTSD and trauma recovery. I am founder of the Somatic Trauma Recovery Center. For years, I have worked with survivors of war, systemic oppression, and complex trauma. And I know this. Trauma is not just something that happens. It shapes how we breathe, how we move, how we take up space, how we work, how we socialize, how we make money, and how we allow ourselves to exist. This podcast is not about surface-level healing. We are not fluffing the feathers or shaking the crystals here. In Exhale and Rising, we are going to the depth and the core of the trauma and what it really means to heal when you live in exiled body. We will talk about what it means to rise, to transform, to heal, to move from wound to resistance, from trauma to resilience, and what it means to finally take a space. If this speaks to you, please pause now, subscribe, and share and review after. Let's begin. You survived in your own hiding. Your trauma body didn't want to die, but it did want to disappear. But it did want to disappear. You, your being, didn't want to die, but it did want to disappear. It wanted to minimize your existence and take up the smallest space it could. It just wanted to become invisible, to be in a state where you couldn't be seen or noticed, where your footprints would vanish in the dust. You were instinctually moving to a cellular level of existence where the outside madness couldn't reach to you, where outside unbearable impact couldn't reach to you, where the pain would bounce off you, leaving the smallest impact possible. You made yourself small. You made yourself the tiniest possible target to hit. Intuitively, your posture bent into a slouched position, into the smallest position, so you're not so visible, so you're not a big target. You rarely spoke, so you're not a big target. And none of this was your conscious choice. Your body, your sacred body, knew how to vanish in order to protect you, to keep you safe in the best way it could. There's nothing outside of your body was safe. And that's resiliency. That's the resiliency. Think about the way your body moved and disappeared in order to survive. Your body. And resiliency is not a heroic place from a mystical saga where you stand atop a fortress waving a victory flag. That's a movie. That's a TikTok. That's not life. Resiliency is a place where you survived. Even more so, when you survived in your hiding, in making yourself small, you won. Through your body intelligence, you became your own hero. And you are my hero. I bow to you. I bow to that intelligence. You survived in your hiding. I am Anna Mail, somatic experiencing therapist for PTSD and trauma recovery. And until next time, be gentle with yourself and bow to your own hero inside of you. Take care. If this episode spoke to your mind, to your existence, and if you feel these stories need to continue being told and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edit. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exhale and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, and extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing, or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exhale and Rising Premium, where survival turns into self-mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at videoask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well.